We have to start off sports. We have to. Even though it happened on Saturday, we have to start off sports.
Is coming up on the outside. Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Sandin is coming after him. Epicenter and Sandin, these two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandin, Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
Yeah, it was quite a Kentucky Derby. The lead horses just took off and like rockets. And at the end, the 80-1 shot had more energy, came back, and grabbed the Kentucky Derby. One of the biggest upsets in history. Sonny Leon, at his first Derby, rode Rich Strike to the win. That horse hadn't won a race since its maiden claiming at Churchill Downs last September. But, you know what? Saved all his energy and put that energy in towards the close. And wow, what a win. And what a Kentucky Derby. I know there's some people out there that don't like horse racing. I'm sorry, but this was an exciting race. And the funny thing is that horse was eligible for the race only after we got into the event, after another horse was scratched. The horse was bred in Kentucky by Calumet Farms, owned by Richard Dawson's RVD Racing. Congratulations. Wow. What a Kentucky Derby. Amazing. All right, in other sports, let us go. I can't believe I just did that. Oh, there we go. I'm fine. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Red Sox fell to the White Sox yesterday 3-2. The Mets beat the Phillies 6-1. The Yankees split a doubleheader, winning the first game 2-1 on a walk-off home run by Gleyber Torres. Lost the second game 4-2 on a bad seventh inning. I happen to see that. I'm trying to see anything else that went on. That's about it, really. The Rays fell to the Mariners. And that's what baseball looks like. Let's move on to some other scores and various events. How about the NBA? Yesterday, the Phoenix Suns fell to the Dallas Mavericks 111-101. That series is now tied 2 games apiece. The Philadelphia 76ers downed the Miami Heat 116-108. That series is now tied at 2 games apiece. That was from yesterday. In the USFL this week, on Friday, the Stars beat the Panthers 28-25. The Stars are 2-2. The Panthers are 1-3. On Saturday, the Generals beat the Maulers 21-13. The Jersey Generals are 3-1. The Maulers are 0-4. The Stallions beat the Bandits 16-10, the Stallions 4-0, the Bandits 2-2, and yesterday, the Breakers over the Gamblers 23-16. The Breakers are 3-1, the Gamblers are 1-3. In the National Hockey League, the playoffs are well underway. The Boston Bruins defeated Carolina 5-2 in their game. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. St. Louis over Minnesota 5-2. That series is tied 2 games apiece. Tampa Bay over Toronto 7-3. That series is tied 2 games apiece. And the Kings over the Oilers 4-0. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. Let's see here. In a NASCAR yesterday, in the Goodyear 400 at Darlington, Joey Logano was the winner. Tyler Reddick was second. Justin Healey was third. I don't see Brandon anywhere. I wonder where Brandon finished out in that. Good old Brandon. All right. And really, that is it for sports. Not much else to talk about in sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.